We are back here, Giants pregame show, alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Kerry Crowley. It's my pleasure to welcome in our next guest here on the show. He covers the Los Angeles Dodgers for The Athletic, a fellow Sun Devil, my friend Fabian Ardaya. Fabian, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you, Kerry?
Doing quite well. Looking forward to next week's series. Giants have the Nationals, Dodgers have the Tigers this weekend, but the first showdown between San Francisco and Los Angeles since the NLDS coming up next week. And you get the sense that these games, 19 of them this year, are going to have just about the same amount of importance as last year. Every single one of them is going to be watched, followed extremely closely. Gabe Kapler, Dave Roberts, they're going to throw the entire book at one another and try to gain the edge in the division, because these are two teams that you get the sense already so far that they will be there at the very end.
Yeah, and it's a shame that this is the last year we get 19 of these in the regular season. I know last year we had 24 total in the postseason. I mean, it seems like both these teams are sort of just picking up where they left off last year. I know some of the rosters look a little bit different. It's Carlos Rodon instead of Kevin Gausman for the Giants. You have Freddie Freeman now for the Dodgers. But obviously, it seems like both these teams have sort of just sort of picked up where they were last year, and they're going to be two of the best teams in the National League this year.
Yeah, I wanted to pick your brain a little bit about the Dodgers' early success, because I look at the baseball reference page, Mookie Betts, 674 OPS, Max Muncy, 619 right now, Justin Turner, 555. How are they doing it?
I think that that's one of the luxuries of having as many superstars as they do, is that some of those superstars aren't performing well. They have other ones who can sort of pick up the pace. I mean, you have Freddie Freeman's off to a great start. Trey Turner's not necessarily off to the best start, but like, he's been a consistent engine. He's gone on base, I think, 38 consecutive games dating back to last year, so he's doing something every single day to get on base. Cody Bellinger looks a little bit like his older self, although he has slid a little bit over the last week. He's in an 0-for-15 or something like that, but still the season line looks really good. So they have enough offensive pieces to sort of still put together a strong offense, even when they're top hitters aren't performing, and then the pitching has been excellent. I mean, they've managed to be really good at run prevention every single year, even when their pitching has been decimated at points. So when Andrew Heaney comes in and is a surprise, it's not really as much of a surprise for Dodger fans. And when he gets injured and Tyler Anderson steps in, this is sort of just how the Dodgers have baked in these contingencies for April.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Tyler Anderson. Giants fans got to see him in 2020, condensed season in San Francisco. Had a little bit of a temper, fastball changeup guy. Got ejected during the final week of the regular season in a really crucial game for the Giants that ultimately hurt their playoff chances, that ejection. What does he look like thus far in L.A., and what kind of a role will he have moving forward, assuming that Andrew Heaney does get healthy?
I mean, he's been just pretty consistent. I think that's one of the things that they really loved about him is like just his ability to really command arm side, especially with his fastball. He has a new change of grip this year that is really working well for him, although he had some frustration with it yesterday. But still managed to pitch effectively. He's been just really good at both limiting hard contact and missing a lot of bats. And they're not asking him to do a whole lot. He only threw 69 pitches last night. He's sort of a guy who they probably keep it like a 5 to 6 inning, two times to the order type guy. And that was sort of the plan going in, and just have him doing that out of the bullpen to start, piggybacking for Tony Gonsolin mostly. But he's going to be in the rotation until Andrew Heaney comes back. And once he comes back, they're sort of are baking in that there's going to be still innings to go around for him to still stay stretched out and just be like sort of the swing man type, six starter, long reliever type guy for them over the course of the year.
Yeah, sounds really familiar for Giants fans. I mean, Jacob Junis has already held down that role for San Francisco. They've got Matt Boyd expected to come off the injured list at some point during the month of June or July. We're chatting with Fabian Ardaya. He covers the Los Angeles Dodgers for The Athletic. Fabian, I wanted to ask you about another old friend from the Giants. Reyes Maranta signed a minor league deal with the Dodgers this offseason. Knock on him in San Francisco was that he couldn't stay in shape, but it was an experience to watch him pitch. 98 with the fastball, wipeout slider when he was at his best. What is he looking like these days? Because I know that the velocity was down, and I was quite frankly surprised a little bit that he was able to make it back to the major leagues.
Yeah, he was 95, 96. And I think some of it obviously is the injuries. Blake Trinan's injured right now with some shoulder inflammation. They have some other guys who are on the verge of coming back, like Tommy Canley will be back probably for that Giants series. Caleb Ferguson's working his way back for Dirk Gonzalez. So So it's more like a matter of circumstance. Also, David Price going on the COVID IL. But, I mean, he's thrown the ball relatively well in a couple of appearances. He's a guy who still has minor league options. So he's just another one of those guys who I would imagine is just going to be sort of on that carousel up and down from OKC at points this year. And he's a guy who has obviously end-of-game experience, some pretty good leverage experience if he does sort of turn a corner.
Yeah, I think that the big acquisition this offseason for the Dodgers was, of course, Freddie Freeman during spring training, the signing 6 years, $162 million, but they also made the trade, sending A.J. Pollock, who kind of tormented the Giants at times, out of the division to the Chicago White Sox to bring in Craig Kimbrell as the replacement to Kenley Jansen. What have you seen from Kimbrell thus far? Fabian, why has he only thrown four games?
He kind of joked about this because there was another instance where he was getting ready to start, like he was literally warming up, and then the Dodgers exploded for four runs in the eighth inning. And he said that this is going to happen a lot this year. Like, they've been, it hasn't necessarily been necessarily throttling teams, but it's been a comfortable margin a lot of the nights that they've won this season. So they just haven't had much need to use them, which is kind of funny because they obviously, all the questions at the beginning of the spring, especially after Kenley Jansen signed the Braves, were about, all right, well, how are the Dodgers going to be able to close games? This bullpen's really good, but how are they going to be able to close games? But they haven't really had to worry about that much during the month of April. Obviously, I'm sure they'll use him a lot more over the course of the season. And his presence just helps the bullpen, the fact that you can sort of push Trinan into a more leverage role, Bruce Dark, Gratterall. You don't have to worry about saving those guys. But, yeah, I mean, he hasn't thrown a whole lot, and that's something that I think the Dodgers are completely fine with, just as long as he's able to be rested and in a good spot by October. I think that's all they really care about.
Yeah, one more for Fabian Ardaia before we let you go. He covers the Dodgers for The Athletic. Fabian, of course, two more games to go before the Giants and Dodgers meet on Tuesday in Los Angeles. Really looking forward to the 19 matchups this season. How are things stacking up from a rotation standpoint? What will the Dodgers do against the Giants? It already looks like Carlos Rodon will go on Tuesday for San Francisco with Alex Cobb coming off the injured list on Sunday. How are things shaping up down in L.A. for these two games?
It's looking like it'll probably be Julio Urias and Tyler Anderson for those two games, because we got Clayton Kershaw going today. He's just four strikeouts away from passing John Sutton on the franchise strikeout list for tops all time. And then Walker Buehler pitches tomorrow off the heels of his first career shutout. So it'll probably be Julio and probably be Tyler Anderson.
A good opportunity for the Giants to get their right-handed bats in the lineup against those Dodgers lefties. Julio, of course, only 20-game winner in baseball last year, and Anderson, former Giant, looking for some revenge in Los Angeles Dodger Stadium. So we will be sure to keep it tuned in with you, Fabian, for that series, Giants and the Dodgers, coming up next week, and more Giants baseball coming up next. Thank you so much for joining us, Fabian.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.
All right, he is the great Fabian Ardaia, like I said, fellow Arizona State Sun Devil, doing a great job covering the Los Angeles Dodgers. And, well, these next two games against the Nationals I'm really looking forward to as well. Nothing beats this Giants-Dodgers rivalry for me. Last year, in my opinion, you can compare it to 1951, 1962, but a top 3 year in the history of the rivalry. Maybe the best division race we've seen in the modern era, 107 and 106. So much to look forward to for these two teams this season. Of course, the upstart Padres and Rockies, who are also off to good starts. So, Giants pregame show coming up next. Marty and Bill, I am Kerry Crowley. You're listening to KMBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.